Welcome to Module 6. You rock. We've covered a lot, haven't we? I mean, I've designed this course to give you everything you need to be a huge success in this business, and you're sticking with it. You're one of the few that actually does what they commit to, and you should be proud of yourself. You know, so many people start these things and never finish them. I know it seems like a lot, but I promise if you stick with me, we'll get through it. Now, I want to play you a short clip about developing habits for success. You've made a big decision to learn this business and you're sticking to it and you should be proud of yourself. And once you're finished with your training, it'll be your everyday habits that ensure your success in this business. Here we go.
Success is nothing more than a few simple disciplines practiced every day. As Aristotle said over 2,000 years ago, we are what we repeatedly do. Excellence then is not an act, but a habit. Some people say it takes 21 days to develop a habit. Others say 90 days. I believe it depends on you and your level of passion and commitment to the process. Today, I want to give you some tools to maximize that process. The first thing you have to do is make a decision. Like my mentor, Tony Robbins, says, it's in your moments of decision that your destiny is shaped. And the Latin word for decision literally means to cut off. Making a decision is about cutting off choices, cutting you off from some other course of action. Now, that may sound harsh or severe and limiting, but it's not. It's liberating. You see, having many choices is great, but at some point to achieve the success that we all want, we need to make some decisions. Then once you've made a decision, don't allow any doubts or limitations to stop you from your new behavior or habit. Don't try to make excuses or try to rationalize letting yourself off the hook. If you resolve to get up at 6 o'clock every morning, discipline yourself to get up at 6 o'clock every single morning until it becomes automatic. It's also very helpful to tell other people about your decision and your new habit. If you tell others, it's amazing how much more disciplined and determined you'll become because now you have accountability. When others, you know, that you know are watching and they, you know, to see if you have the willpower to follow through on your resolution and your new habit, it's going to drive you. Now, I've spoken about visualization in previous episodes. It's important to visualize your new habit, visualizing yourself performing your new behavior. And the more often you visualize and imagine yourself acting as if you've already had the new habit, the faster this new behavior will be accepted by your subconscious mind and become automatic. Then I also recommend creating an affirmation that you repeat over and over to yourself. This repetition dramatically increases the speed at which you develop the new habit. For example, you can say something like, I get up and get going immediately at 6 o'clock every morning. And then you repeat these words, the last thing before you fall asleep. Then you have to commit, and then you've put this into your subconscious. You have to commit to persist until your new behavior becomes automatic. You want to get to a point where you actually feel uncomfortable when you don't do your new behavior and habit. Then lastly, make sure you reward yourself. You have to give yourself some sort of reward for practicing in this new behavior. Each time you reward yourself, you reaffirm and reinforce your behavior, even if it's just patting yourself on the back or doing something you enjoy doing. Don't skip this step. Soon you begin to associate at an unconscious level the pleasure of the reward with the behavior. You set up your own force field of positive consequences that you unconsciously look forward to as a result of engaging in this new behavior or habit. Now remember, small shifts in your behavior, when you take them out, several years, they become huge shifts. And there's a great book about these small shifts called The Slight Edge. And I've probably given away a couple hundred copies of this book. Highly recommend it, by the way.
All right, so in the last module, we learned about how to talk to sellers and what questions to ask them, how to get them to give you seller financing, which is fantastic. And I showed you how to organize yourself using the same systems I use in my business. And I taught you about business entity structures and why they're important, how you need to protect yourselves and use LLCs. So in this module, we're going to talk about how to do the preliminary research on a property you're considering. And I'm going to show you how to look at worst case scenario on a property and see if the property still makes sense. And we're going to talk about how to do a quick analysis of the income and expenses, you know, in your whole filtering process. Then I'm going to show you some important formulas that you'll need to know. I know what you're thinking, math, really? Like me, I know many of you don't love the math. Yes, and I will tell you it's not so bad. When you and what's really important is when you associate pleasure with learning this and all the money you're gonna make, then you'll realize it's okay. That and these formulas are really not that complicated. That said, you need to practice them a little bit and you'll get them. So let's get to it.